بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, it's a very common problem that many of us encounter. We have many complaints that after we emerge from the month of Ramadan, then we are unable to keep up to the same extent of ibadah that we made in the month of Ramadan, that amount of tilawat of the Quran, nafil, and rozas, etc. So shaitan sometimes makes us feel spiritually low. And his objective, his purpose, his aim, his goal is always to put us off the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, especially after we have started treading on it. So now he will come with different type of ploys, and then our nafs also will whisper to us that now Ramadan is over. And then we are tempted with so many other temptations. So a person finds himself sometimes slackening. And then we feel like I can't do what I did in the month of Ramadan. So what is the purpose that shaitan, what is his objective? To make us feel despondent, lose hope. And he does not want us to prosper in the path that we have chosen and the solemn promises we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawbah, the istighfar, the nadamat that we express and the resoluteness we had in the month of Ramadan, that I'm now not going to go back to those evil temptations of the past and the sin that I was doing and perpetrating. And in the month of Ramadan, because we were going through this spiritual exercise, which was extremely beneficial, that made us enjoy some closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life that we enjoyed in the month of Ramadan was a pure life, a life free from sins, because we were curbing our tendencies, our shahawat, even abandoning, refraining from things which are normally halal, but because we were fasting, we refrained from eating, etc. So this spiritual exercise and program that we went through, now it should make things easier so that we may continue, even though we don't continue in the same momentum that we had in the month of Ramadan. So even if you're not reading 5 paras or 6 paras or 2 paras that we used to recite daily in the month of Ramadan, even if it is much lesser, obviously those who already, mashallah, after the month of Ramadan, they're continuing the program that they had already set out in the month of Ramadan, you must proceed in that. But for the rest of the people who have now become a bit laxed, do not sit back, rather wake up and continue this path that you have started in the month of Ramadan. You promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to change my life. Even if you are not going to be doing it to the extent of what type of ibadah you did in the month of Ramadan, a little bit every day with consistency. And this is the important thing. Istiqamah. Steadfastness. Even though it is little, you cannot read so many rakats of tahajjud salat, but even if you bring it down to 4 rakats or 2 rakats, but read it properly and consistently, this is most important. And I think in the month of Ramadan, I mentioned the story of a woman in Madinah Munawwara who was not very well mentally. So she used to spin this yarn, and after spinning it, and when it was completed, she would then snip it into pieces. And Allah talks about it in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَا. After it was strengthened and the yarn was spun, now she began to snip it into pieces, and she had to restart this entire process again. So Allah says, do not be like this woman who used to spin this yarn and then cut it into pieces and break and spoil all the efforts that she did. Although it was pertaining to taking promises and breaking promises, but ulama have mentioned this in general, that after all the exercise, the spiritual exercise that we perform in the month of Ramadan, the nur we acquired, etc., yes, we will not be able, or many times, you know, we are, because of so many other things that we have now, and we are unable to spend so much of time like we have freed ourselves in the month of Ramadan, so we will not be able to keep to that pace and that momentum and that magnitude. But even if it is little, but do it consistently. See, nafs will make us make many excuses. Very, very common excuse, just to procrastinate or justify our laxity. We say, I'm too busy. I'm just too busy. I have no time. Now let us ponder and think. When will we ever have time? Every day we have got more and more responsibilities. And every day we become occupied. So if we're not going to have and make that time, how we made in the month of Ramadan, we forced ourselves, we saw in the month of Ramadan in the masjid, from Asr to Maghrib, what a beautiful atmosphere. Everybody engaged in tilawat of the Quran. So if we're not going to make that time, and a woman folk at home, if we're not going to sit on the musalla, then shaitan and nafs will keep on putting this waswasa in our heart, and insinuation and whisperings, that you're too busy, you don't have the time. There will be no time. And each day as responsibilities become heavier and heavier, time will pass, and we'll find that all the beautiful things we did in the month of Ramadan, the good deeds, suddenly all has just fizzled away. Then shaitan will tell us many times, or nafs will say, when I grow older, then I'll change myself. Tomorrow I'll do it. After Hajj, I'll change myself. We do not know whether we'll see it tomorrow or not. Nobody has got guarantee. And that is why Rasulullah exhorted us in the hadith that appreciate things, five things before five things. And among those five things, Rasulullah said that you have life before death. You have health before you become sick. Appreciate that health by doing good deeds, by pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your being free, your free time before you become so preoccupied that you have no time whatsoever. So make the time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make excuses. Many people say, well, my heart is clean. In other words, I don't perform good deeds because I got it in my heart is clean. The person who had the most purest of all hearts was who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did he not perform amal salihah? Did he not do outward deeds? So his inside was the most pure, and despite having such a pure internal or pure heart, he still did amal salihah, external acts. Amongst the common traits of the munafiqeen is that they would make many excuses to Rasulullah, especially when he came to jihad and going out to the path of Allah. They would come, يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. They would come and make feeble excuses, that I wasn't feeling well and this happened and that happened. The time of Tabuk, Rasulullah had commanded the Sahaba to now go into this expedition to fight the Romans. There was a particular munafiq, amongst other munafiqeen, many came and made excuses. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَذَلِّي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي. Look at his excuse. He tries to justify his remaining behind. He does not want to participate in jihad. He does not want to go with Rasulullah and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in to Tabuk. It was a very far distant place. It was very, very hot. It was not going to be an easy expedition. A long journey, tiresome. It was time in Medina when the dates and fruit were ripe. So he comes. His name was Al-Ja'd bin Qais. He was a munafiq. And he came and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, you know, if I'm going to come with you and go to the Romans, then I'm afraid because I get very, very easily carried away with beautiful women. And those women, the Roman women are very beautiful. And I will get caught into a fitna with them. Look at his excuse. وَمِنْهُمَّ يَقُولُ إِذَلِّ. give me permission not to come. وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي. Don't put me into fitna. Don't put me into a trap by me coming with you in the path of Allah. I will get caught by the beauty of the woman, the Roman woman. Rasulullah said, okay, no problem, you remain behind. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah fil fitnati saqatu. Behold, they have already fallen into a trap. And what is the trap? Not to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made these feeble excuses. So many times, nafs and shaitan will give us some type of justification and some feeble excuses that we make. I got no time, I'm very busy. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our ma'budi haqiqi. There is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our Allah. Worshipping Allah, obeying Allah, loving Allah is going to be right till mort. It's not only on certain occasions when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not seasonal Muslims, not only in the month of Ramadan, or when I go for Hajj, or go for Umrah, or when there's some nikah, or some maut mayyit, then I suddenly become Islamically conscious. No. Every moment of our life, every second of our life, every breath of our life, we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and enjoy obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in the month of Ramadan, the main theme was connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect to Allah. Enjoy our ibadah that we are making. Don't take it to be a burden. Yes, sometimes we are physically tired. So you may not get that feeling as we normally get. We are human beings. But again, I said, consistency. Don't procrastinate. Do not delay. Don't let shaitan override us. Don't let shaitan overpower us. Don't let our nafs make us feel lazy. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, in the 18 juz of the Holy Quran, verse number 52, Allah gives us the asbab, Allah shows us the way, the road, the means of ultimate success in this world and the hereafter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Who are the successful people? What is true success? Allah says, that person who obeys Allah. In other words, ita'at of Allah. Wa rasulahu. And he obeys his rasul. In other words, he obeys Allah in fulfilling all the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those things that Allah made compulsory upon him. Wa rasulahu. And he obeys the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By following his sunnat, his sunan, his way of life. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ. And he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mufassirin write, فِيمَا مَضَى. With regard to his past, he made sincere tawbah, he made sincere istighfar, he had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how in the month of Ramadan, we heard various verses of the Holy Quran, tafsir, wa'az, nasihat, and we instilled in our hearts fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the past life of ours and all the sins we committed. We made tawbah, istighfar. So, ita'at of Allah, ita'at of Rasul too. Number three, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ. He feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his past. وَيَتَّقِي. And now he is cautious with regard to his future. He does not want to fall into the same abyss of filth. He does not want to get messed up. You know, after a person purifies himself in the oceans of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's being drenched in those oceans of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can he go and now mess his entire life again and live an impure life? وَيَتَّقِّي. This is taqwa again. He's very cautious. Every step he takes, every breath he takes, he's cautious. I must not make the same blunder I made in the past. I must please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the person has his four, ita'at of Allah, obedience to Allah, obedience to Rasulullah SAW, which in simple words is following the shari'at. Whatever Allah and his Rasulullah SAW commanded us to do, we bring that into our life. Whatever he has, they have prohibited us from, we refrain from those things. And we make sincere tawbah over our past sins. وَيَتَّقِي We are very, very cautious with regarding to our future life. فَأُولَٰئِكَ Allah says, such people, هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ They are the ones who are successful. They have got triumph. They are victorious. They are successful. And they have got the ultimate success. And the ultimate success is when Allah says that أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا In Jannah, when Allah, after giving the people in Jannah, all the bounties in Jannah, and Allah will say, I've still got one more thing for you. And they will say, Ya Allah, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا Wallah, have you not brightened our faces? Wallah, have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam? Wallah, have you not entered us into Jannah? What can they still be? And Allah says, I am declaring my pleasure, my eternal pleasure. I will never become naraz with you. فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا That is ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ That is فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ That is the true and ultimate success. And of course, in this dunya also. In dunya, Allah will protect us if we are obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have shown nadamat, genuine. You see, when we made tawbah istighfar, then it was not just shedding tears. Shedding tears was important. We showed nadamat. But it was that promise that we had to hold on to maintain this tawbah. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that just mere rona, just crying, shedding tears, is not sufficient. Person has to have a tadbir, a plan in action, a plan of action, that I need to do, have a genuine program for my islah, for my purification, my reformation, becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ensure that I don't fall into any sin and evil. He must have a plan. So he may cry, but he's not bring any plan into action, then he's not going to progress spiritually. A person is not well, he's sick. His stomach is paining, for example. Now he's crying. He's got all the medication, or he's got to go to the doctor, but he's not taking any medication, not going to the doctor. Somebody asks him, boy, what happened? He says, my stomach is paining. Boy, have you taken any medication, gone to the doctor? No. So how is he going to get cured? He'll remain in that condition. So he's shedding tears, but he's not bringing a plan of action in his life to reach his goal, and that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times persons say, Maulana, make dua, go for hajj. The intention is very good. And of course, this is an arzu and umid everyone has. And may Allah bless all those who have not gone for hajj especially, that Allah create the means for them to go for hajj. But the person says, make dua, go for hajj, make dua, go for hajj. But he makes no effort whatsoever in getting things in plan to go for hajj. All the flights will go by, and he'll still be sitting without, because he made no preparation whatsoever. And even if he's shedding tears, then make dua, go for hajj. Open says, make dua, get married. But he makes no effort to find a suitable wife. How is he going to get married? Somebody told Hazrat Thani, Hazrat, make dua, ki I get some bacha, mujhe bacha ho, I get a child. And he keeps on writing, and Hazrat Thani made dua, then Hazrat asked him, bhai, tell me, are you married? He said, Hazrat, not married. If you're not married, how are you going to get a child? There's a plan of action, there's a system, there's a nizam Allah has got for us, you know. So just mere shedding tears is not going to help. It's important, it gives a person some type of motivation. But it is not sufficient. A person has to have tadbir, a plan in his life. So mere crying is not going to have back. They say, there was a man, a villager, and he's crying in the corner of the street. And somebody comes to him, boy, what happened? So he says, my dog is dying. So he says, shame, what happened? Why is he dying? What's the problem? He says, out of hunger. And that man then sees that this villager has got a whole sack of bread. So he's saying that your dog is dying and you're so concerned and you're shedding those tears, but you got so much of bread, why don't you feed the dog some bread and he can survive? He says, bhai, rona muft mein hai. Crying is for free. Yeah, I must give the dog my bread. So he's shedding tears without any plan of action, Obviously the dog is going to die, but those shedding tears are not going to be beneficial. So we will shed tears of nadamat and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this plan of action, and many people have this problem. Month of Ramadan goes beautiful, and after that, we just go back to the same old habits, and old routine, and there is no progress in our life. We will have to search for a genuine mentor to direct us, to guide us, to help us through. We must have sachi talab. In other words, we must be desirous, and we must be genuine in our desire. And then we will listen to that person who is guiding us, that mentor who is guiding us. So sometimes that pill is bitter. The doctor gives you a very bitter pill. Dawa karvi hoti hai. It's very, very bitter. But we have to enjoy it. We have to take it for our physical benefit and for our health. Like that, sometimes to make mukhalafat of this nafs, the program that is given to us, a person has got pride. Now to combat and to get rid of this pride, he has to do something against his desires. Now that becomes difficult for him. He can't swallow that pride. The remedy that he's showed, the ilaj, he finds it very difficult to do. So what happens? He is not then cured. And we complain, we say, make dua, I get, you know, my Islam must take place, this must happen, that must happen. For all of us, myself, firstly, and all of us. So we must have a program. We must search for the right person to guide us. We must have the sincerity, and we must be eager in this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many people, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, they made those firm intentions, and after the month of Ramadan, they are pursuing that path, the pure life. They are there for salat, and they enjoy something that they were missing in their life. Now one namaz, if they get delayed, and Allah forbid if they miss, inshallah, we will not miss because Allah will protect us. But see, you got delayed. Immediately you feel agitated. You feel restless. You feel becheni. For that particular day, I was reading one para a day, and that particular day, I could not read my one para. The person feels restless. I could not finish my tasbih today. So he'll feel restlessness. She'll feel restlessness. And this is a good quality. Why? Because now you are treading that path after making a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now you are going to focus, and you're going to try desperately, and you're going to do rigidly, you're going to follow this program that now you have undertaken to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, with guidance from ulama and from scholars who will guide us towards that destination and that path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said in the beginning, that many times people complain and people write that, you know, after the month of Ramadan, I just can't do what I was doing in the month of Ramadan, so no problem. You might not be able to do so many paras, but at least every single day, you know, ulama even went to say that even if you read just one page, but make sure you read that one page. Now don't just hear this part of the bayan and say, Maulana said I must only read one page, you know. We must do our best. Try our best. And if you cannot do that amount we were doing, at least one page of the Quran, one page every single day, sit few minutes. Like how we have time for every other thing of this world, for akhirat, we must make that time. And if we do this now, inshallah, we will see, as the months go by, spiritually we'll feel good. We'll become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so many things in our life, which was in disarray and in a mess, everything suddenly becomes to be put into place, and we feel closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant all of us tawfiq of making amal and having istiqamah, steadfastness after doing so much of ibadah. May Allah accept the ibadah of the month of Ramadan, and now Hajj will come and Qurbani, etc. Allah give us tawfiq of amal saliha with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. يسعد الدروس الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا وسيدنا. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم لا غناكم ما فرما ما خطاكم ما فرما الله forgive us my Allah الله grant us istiqamah steadfastness my Allah يا الله grant us the taqwa my Allah يا الله protect us يا الله don't make us fall into any gunas my Allah don't make us disobey you my Allah don't make us displease you my Allah help us my Allah guide us my Allah become ours my Allah Help us every moment, every step we take in this dunya, my Allah. Allah, guide us towards you, my Allah. Towards your ma'rifat, ya Allah. Towards your muhabbat, your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Towards following the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't make us fall into the abyss of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we're going towards guna, protect us, my Allah. Allah, save us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and give us a tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Allah, increase our iman, my Allah. Allah, increase our iman, my Allah. Allah, do not snatch away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Allah, don't make us become lazy and lax, my Allah. Give us that nashat, ya Allah. Allah, give us a tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, protect the ummah of Rasulullah, wherever they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in Palestine, Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, it still continues, my Allah. Ya Allah, but their iman is so strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become theirs, my Allah. Help them, protect them, my Allah, from the onslaught of the kuffar and mushrikeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them your victory, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Your nusrat, your madad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr tonight, my Allah. That you open the doors of Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, it was the cry of every believer, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, don't ever let those doors become shut and closed again, my Allah. Forgive us for our shortcomings and deficiencies, my Allah. And every masjid in the world, my Allah, let the doors always be open, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised, Ya Allah, you have said, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If we make shukr, you would increase us in the ni'mat. Ya Allah, we're making shukr that you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to come to your masjid, Ya Allah, the men folk and the women at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us make our masjid abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our masjid abad, my Allah. Don't make us become lax, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, it is only your fadl and your kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, enable us to go to Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people, Ya Allah, they have intended hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, And many of them are going for the first time, my Allah. Allah, may grant all of them a hajj mabrur, maqbool. Make it be an easy hajj for them. Allah, so many people, ya Allah, are pining to go for hajj, my Allah. You create the means for them, my Allah. Allah, create the sabil for them, my Allah. Allah, give them, ya Allah, the tawfiq of going for hajj, my Allah. And make it be hajj maqbool, my Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, so many young and old, my Allah. Allah, elderly people requested du'as, Ya Allah, they're not well, they're in hospital, my Allah. Some at home, and young children also, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got cancer, people have got heart problems, different illnesses, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah.
Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Mawtin Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the Shafat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawdi Kuthur, water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, Ya Allah, without any Hisab Kitab. Ya Allah, protect all of us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Allah, give us a pure life. Ya Allah, protect us from filth, my Allah. Protect us from filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us in abundance, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. They have raised their hands only begging from you, my Allah. Knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. رحمان الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله let there be أمن and أمان in the entire world my Allah يا الله let peace prevail my Allah ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.